Now, if you carefully look at what we have been discussing so far, it is the complete eightfold path. If you look at that, if you are not doing the lying, harsh speech, frivolous talk and slander, then we are talking about the eightfold path. You can see, first we start with the right view, right? So we get the right view over here that the things are impermanent and the suffering nature. And then the right thought comes to arise, that the thought of renunciation, the renunciation of this physical nutriment. Whatever the sensual desire that comes to arise from that one. And then the renunciation of this, not having this non-malevolence, ill will and all those things. Remember, we want to get rid of those things, whatever the mental things. And the not harming things. So the harming things are this harsh speech, frivolous talks, harsh speech and the slander, they are the harming things. You don't want that one. So you go into the right speech and then the right actions. Not killing, stealing, all those things. You are going to stop that one. You are actually disgusted about these things and humiliated about those actions. And so you have a good livelihood, sammājīva. And you have the right effort to discard the evil things that come to arise. Effort to prevent arising of the unarising sensual desire and things like that. And effort to maintain the good things, your wholesome states, the ones that you are generating from the not clinging to these things. And whatever the good states, the concentration levels, the dhyana levels. So you are mindful. You become mindful, concentrated, and there is right release because of this thing. So the seven factors of enlightenment, now you are actually, this path over here, that the fourth path, that the consciousness has nutriment, against that one, what we have is the good path. The good path is actually the eightfold path. So you are completing the eightfold path by going through this diagram, this way. So then from the eightfold path, you get the attainment from those maintaining factors. So it's so powerful meditation. So powerful, it's the seven factors of enlightenment itself, produces that. So all started with the having those impermanence in all formations, and that is the contemplating about the death. So those two together will produce the result here. Well, you have a few factors over here. You see that we discuss about the sati, mindfulness. So mindfulness is between this contact as nutriment and the perception. And then we discuss the effort. Effort is between the physical nutriment and the contact as nutriment. And the wisdom, you can see it's here. In the line between body type of misapprehension and that leading to the consciousness, in between, just above the line, there is wisdom. There's a diagram in my website that marked those wisdom and things. So the wisdom is that is about the equanimity. We get into the equanimity and then you see that this my consciousness is falling, whatever we actually constructed. So having seen the impermanent nature, then you have the wisdom. So have the shame about doing the wrongdoing. So that is over here between this red line and the black line.
There was a term that you used, and maybe I don't hear well. I think you said eightfold path.
Eightfold path. Noble Eightfold Path is Arya Attangika Maggo. That is this, this is the right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right mindfulness, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. That one. The meditation that, yeah.
One small question about physical nutriment.
Yeah.
This is not only the food that is taken, but also the other food taken through the other
Anything counts. Maybe a beautiful person, a sound, and all those things. Yeah, all those things are counted over there. So that one is the one actually constructing these things. But there are instances that you are saying, I don't want the physical nutriment. I want, you know, something apart from that one. It's something like, I'm eating hoppers, I'm eating rice, and I'm eating a rough thing. But I don't want those rough ones. I want, you know, the sweet ones, something like that. So you're rejecting something and you are holding to something else. Like that being born in the Brahma world and so on. But still, you are actually talking about a physical nutriment in that sense. Apart from the coarse ones, give me the subtle ones. That's what you are saying. So it's still coming from here.
The length of the transformation of the moon is just like energy. Can we consider the distance?
Well, in the sense that whatever you apply the break, you can see you can stop that one. So the perception is same as the volition in some one instance. Volitional formation is a little bit different. Because the difference here is one regard form as self. This regarding is a formation. If I see a beautiful object, I regard that one as mine, and that's the time you have this box over here, volitional formation, sanskara. So the mental volition sometimes is the same as the perception. There's no difference you can't find in that instance. For example, if you have a perception about certain thing, and you perceive that, having perceived it, you get some sort of a thing, this is pleasurable for me. So you are actually making a path from the feeling to the body tie of misapprehension over here through the craving. And from here, you are coming back to the, from the mental volition to the body tie of misapprehension from the top, saying that it is mine, ajosai. Let this be mine in the sense, I'm holding to it. I'm remain holding to it, so therefore you are coming from this top to that. When you are saying this, I like it, I have craving, you are coming from here to the body, from the feeling to the body tie of misapprehension. So if you can stop it from the perception, you can stop it right over there. And this view is the bad one. Because when you form the view, next time you see the same object, well, you might see that same person, but this time that person is got a cough, or you know that the hair fallen and that one. But your view still remain holding. You are not going to that person. You are thinking about, well, she was so beautiful when she was young. You see, it's going back to that one. So view is holding. So that's why this is so bad. That's why Buddha said, unless you break this one, you cannot get rid of the craving. The view is the bad. So one needs to remove that one first.
View is Mano Sanchetana?
Yeah, from the Mano Sanchetana, from the mental volition, that you are regarding, let this be mine. As soon as you say, let this be mine, then there is this, the volitional formation come to your eyes. The views comes to your eyes. Why would you say that, let this be mine? You saw something and you are claiming that one to be mine. That person does not know that this person has such wishes or something. Having seen a, you know, beautiful car, oh, this is a beautiful car. You know, in the sense you are saying, let this be mine. You are not just...
That one and Anjosai, it is the same.
Same, yes. Yeah. So in the mental volition, so mental volition is, how do you describe the mental volition? Itipi kamesu samyukto virati bhavito ajosanyayan chetana. That means about the sensual desire, that you are actually connected with it and you are using it. Like the food, let's compare the food and the excrement. So food I am connected with. Excrement I am saying I am not connected with it, right? So I am connected with it. I'm using it. I'm using the food, I'm not using the excrement. Right? Very good example over here. So, and then, ajosayatittati means I remain holding to it. Next time also I want this food, not the excrement. So I have made a choice in my mind, so that's the mental volition. Not this one, I want that. And that's mine. So, as soon as I say that's mine, I form a view. Then I'm actually remain holding to that view as well. So then you are going through these views over here from the mental volition to, well, what you end up when you go through the mental volition, you can, the sorrow, affliction, all those things, the bad ones written down over there. That's the consequence. So this perception, to answer your question, the perception and the mental volition, at instance, it becomes the same or very similar. Only this holding part is the little bit different over there. And so there's a one discourse. It's actually one of the Buddha's knowledges. Buddha said, if you turn away from perception, you turn away from the mental volition. If you turn away from the perception and the mental volition, then you turn away from the consciousness. If you turn away from the perception, mental volition and consciousness, then you turn away with the wisdom, turns away from anything with the wisdom. And the other way also as well, if you turn away from the wisdom, then you turn away from the consciousness, mental volition and perception. So you can see the real indication over there, the perception leads to the volition. Otherwise you can't take one out and then you can say the other one is all gone. So if you turn away from all four, that is the perception, mental volition, consciousness, and the yathābhūta jñāna, that the correctly seen as it is, then you are turning away with the liberation. So when you are turning away from the liberation, you turn away from all the other four. So that's a very strong connection. Okay, we will stop for today then.